you were to become the governor, mm-hmm. and this debate is raging in whatever press is still existing at that time and on the blogs, would you participate in the debate prior to a bill landing on your desk?
I wouldn't be introducing a bill.
Right, but if the debate were ongoing and you were the governor, would you participate in that, or would you say...
Again, it's a hypothetical question. I'd have to see...
Well, the future's hypothetical.
But I'd have to see the specifics of what the debate... Okay. You know, if it's civil union, mm-hmm. if it's same-sex, if it's last trimester... I mean, it's not a clear-cut issue or debate until there's something concrete in front of you.
Okay.
Then I would be able to speak specifically to it. Again, not a flag that I'm looking to lead the charge on. I've never been involved in public life for close to two decades and have taken votes in certain slices of these issues. But I think we as a state have very serious issues to deal with, and we shouldn't get hamstrung at this point in time with these issues. We should focus on creating jobs in Rhode Island.
Right. What's the default, though? Don't bring it up. We'll focus on jobs and we'll talk about this later, or let this pass through and keep our eye on the economy? I guess that's a question I've wanted to ask somebody in public life for a long time. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're suggesting that we focus on something other than these issues.
I'm saying that any candidacy that I've had up to this point and any candidacy I'll have in the future will not be about being a activist in either of these areas.